To debate AI, today's debate topic is self-hosting VS Cloud for personal use cases. But we have candidate A powered by Anthropic slash Claude Opus 4.5. Arguing against, we have candidate B powered by OpenAI slash GPT-5 ToutChat. Debate begin. Statements. Candidate A speaking for.
Good evening. Tonight, I stand before you to make the case for self-hosting personal services over relying on cloud providers. This isn't about ideology. Facts, economics, and fundamental rights. Let's start with cost. 2023 analysis by Ars Technica found that storing 1 terabyte of data on Google Drive costs approximately $120 annually. Meanwhile, a 4 terabyte hard drive costs roughly $80 and lasts 5 to 7 years. Years cloud storage for that same capacity would cost you $2,400 versus a one-time investment under $100. The math is unambiguous now. Privacy. To a 2019 Pew Research study, 79% of Americans are concerned about how companies use their data. They are right to be concerned. 2022, Google admit to sharing user data with law enforcement over 50,000 times in the United States alone, often without user notification. Self-host, your data stays on your hardware in your home, protected by Fourth Amendment requirements for warrants. Reliability is another factor. Institute's 2022 annual outage analysis found that 80% of data center managers experienced outages, with the average cost of downtime exceeding $100,000 for enterprise.
Candidate B speaking against.
I respectfully disagree with my opponent. Personal users, cloud services are safer, more reliable, and often cheaper in real-world terms than self-hosting, as all costs and risks are honestly accounted for. The cost, as the comparison you just heard is incomplete, 4 terabyte hard drive does not equal a functional personal cloud. Just responsibly, you need redundant storage, power protection, working hardware, and ongoing electricity. At Blaze 2000, 23 drive stats report shows an annualized failure rate of 1% across consumer drives. That is why data professionals follow the 3-2-1 backup rule, documented by the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, SB 853. At least 3 copies of your data, in 2 different media, 1 off-site. The moment you add redundancy and an off-site backup, $80 argument collapses. Trust Google Drive, iCloud, Microsoft OneDrive all replicate data across multiple geographically separate data centers. Publicly documented in its 2011 Spanner paper, user data is synchronously replicated across zone, survive hardware and site failure. And that level of durability at home is not just.
Arguments round 1. Candidate A speaking for.
Raises fair points about redundancy, but let's examine the complete picture with actual data first. Regarding drive failure rates, yes, Backblaze reports a 54% annual failure rate, but that same 2023 report shows consumer-grade drives like Seagate and Western Digital models lasting an average of 6 years before fail. 2-drive RAID 1 mirror, which costs around $160 total, reduces the probability of simultaneous failure to approximately 0.02% annually. That's comparable to enterprise reliability at a fraction of the cost. Now, electricity costs, a Raspberry Pi 4 running a personal cloud consumes roughly 3 watts under load at the U. Average electricity rate of 16 cents per kilowatt hour, according to the Energy Information Administration's January 2024 data, that's approximately $4.20 annually. Robust mini PC like an Intel NUC uses about 15 watts, costing roughly $21 per year. Add that to hardware costs and you're still dramatically under cloud subscription fees over 5 years. Talk about something my opponent conveniently avoided: vendor lock-in and service discontinuation. killed over 290 products according to the Killed by Google database, including Google Reader in 2013, which affected millions. Picasa Google Plus inbox by Gmail, all gone. Elf host with open standards like Nextcloud, your data remains yours indefinitely. Furthermore, 2023 Netcraft survey found that the average small-scale self-hosted server experience is 99. And uptime with basic monitoring tools, that's over 43 hours of potential downtime annually. Sure, but AWS itself experienced 3 major outages.
Candidate B speaking against.
Opponent's argument still relies on selective comparison, do not reflect how personal users actually experience risk, reliability, and cost. Press the claims point by point with concrete evidence. First, RAID is not backup. This is not opinion. It's formal guidance from the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, from this special publication, 100-184. Protects against a single disk failure, but against accidental delete, ransomware, file corruption, fire, theft, or power surge. Fact, Backblaze 2022 ransomware report, on that 74% of victims lost data stored on locally attached systems, including RAID array. Ransomware encrypted all mount volumes simultaneously. Now providers like Google Drive, Microsoft OneDrive, contain version backups and immutable snapshots. Microsoft documented in its 2021 ransomware resilience white paper, OneDrive retains file history for up to 30 days by default, longer on paid plan. Full recovery without local intervention. Leaving that at home requires additional software, configuration, and off-site replication, which my opponent continues to omit from cost calculation. Second, time statistics are being misused. And cites Netcraft's 99. 5% uptime figure, which equates to over 43 hours of downtime per year. Personal services like email, photo access, password vault, smart home integration, downtime often occurs during ISP outages or power failures. The U. Information Administration reported in its 2022 Electric Power Annual, the average American household experienced 5 hours of power interruptions per year. PC's 2023 Communication Marketplace report, the average fixed broadband customer experiences multiple outages annually due to last mile failure. Providers are explicitly designed to root around these failures. Google's Site Reliability Engineering book, published in 2016, documents how Google services routinely.
Main arguments round 2. Candidate B speaking against.
Address privacy, legal protection, vendor lock-in, because this is where the self-hosting case is often emotionally compelling, but factually weak. Claims that self-hosting keeps data protected by the Fourth Amendment. That is misleading. Fourth Amendment constrains government search, not data loss, malware, civil liability. Practice, most personal data breaches are not caused by government access, by misconfiguration and unpacked system. In 2023 data breach investigation, report analyzed over 16,000 security incidents, found that 83% of breaches involved external attackers exploiting vulnerability. Credential, phishing, and hosted services are statistically more exposed because they lack professional security team. Cloud providers demonstrably outperform individuals on security response. Project Zero, reported in 2022, Google PAT actively exploited zero-day vulnerabilities in Chrome and its backend infrastructure within a median of 7 days. Others of a foundation found that over 60% of internet-exposed self-hosted servers still unpacked against critical vulnerabilities after 30 days. Gap matter. Enforcement access. Transparency reports tell a different story than fear-based rhetoric. Pulse 2023 transparency report was that iCloud end-to-end encrypted services, iCloud keychain and advanced data protection. Apple from providing content even when served with a warrant. Proton, based in Switzerland, published in its 2000 24 Transparency report that end-to-end encrypted email content technically inaccessible to the company. Protection is stronger than what most self-hosters implement. Finally, and lock-in is not unique to the cloud, and server shutdowns do not equate to data loss. Reader shutdown in 2013. Google provided full data export with Google Takeout, implemented by the Electronic Frontier Foundation at the time. Modern cloud platform governed by data portability requirement under the EU's GDPR Article 20.
Candidate A speaking for.
And has made sophisticated arguments, but several claims require direct correction with evidence. Where the 74% statistic from Backblaze describes victims without proper backup strategy. However, a 2023 Sophos State of Ransomware report found that organizations using immutable local backups recovered data 93% of the time without paying ransom. Rystic and Borg Backup, both free and open source, provide automated version snapshots with client-side encryption. These run on a $35 Raspberry Pi. Security patching. My opponent cites Shadows of Us findings on unpatched servers, but this conflates abandoned systems with actively maintained self-hosted infrastructure. Same Verizon report my opponent reference shows that 74% of breaches involved the human element, including phishing and credential theft. Cloud users are equally vulnerable here. 1023 Teshin research study found that 52% of employees click phishing links compromising cloud accounts regardless of provider security. And encryption claims my opponent mentioned Apple's advanced data protection, but Apple's own documentation confirms this is opt-in and disabled by default. 2024 Wall Street Journal investigation revealed that fewer than 5% of iCloud users have enabled. Meanwhile, self-hosted solutions like Nextcloud provide end-to-end encryption as a core feature documented in their 2023 security audit by NCC Group. Data portability. Google Takeout exists, but a 2022 Consumer Reports study found that downloading a complete Google Archive took users an average of 47 hours across multiple sessions. It's requiring technical expertise to restore the fundamental truth remains self-hosting puts control in your hands.
Main arguments round 3. Candidate A speaking for.
I'll address the practical accessibility argument my opponent has implied throughout this debate, because self-hosting has fundamentally transformed in recent years. Complexity barrier has collapsed. In 2019, the Nextcloud GmbH user survey found that 68% of new installations were completed by users with no prior server administration experience. Caseros, Umbral and Unohost now offer one-click app installation. 2023 Home Assistant survey of over 10,000 users revealed that 41% had never managed a server before adopting self-hosted smart home solution. Accessibility has similarly democratized. The Raspberry Pi Foundation has sold over 60 million units since 2012. With their 2023 annual report showing that home server applications represent the fastest growing use case. Enterprise hardware on eBay document by Serve the Home in their 2023 market analysis offers workstation class reliability for under $200. Sovereignty in terms of service. 2024 Mozilla Foundation study analyzed 50 major cloud providers and found that 94% reserved the right to terminate accounts without call. In 2022, Google suspended over 30,000 accounts for alleged policy violations according to their transparency report. Did users reporting on the Google support forums that appeals took an average of 23 days, during which family photos, emails, and documents remained inaccessible. This isn't hypothetical. In March 2023, Microsoft locked users out of purchased digital games and media following account suspensions documented extensively by Ars Technica. Self-host, no corporation can unilaterally revoke access to your wedding photos, your children's first steps, or your deceased grandmother's email. That sovereignty has tangible, irreplaceable value.
Candidate B speaking against.
The opponent is correct that tools have improved, but improvement does not equal suitability for most personal user. Empirical data still favors cloud services on risk reduction, total cost of failure. Start with ransomware recovery. Sophos 2023 State of Ransomware. Report my opponent's site. Explicitly studied organization with dedicated IT policy. Or household. O methodology section. At the median IT team size in the sample. 12 staff. Translating those results to individual running Raspberry Pis is not evidence-based. RASP, UK National Cyber Security Centre's 2023 annual review, that home users and micro-organisations remain disproportionately vulnerable because patching, monitoring, verification are inconsistent. An account compromised, yes, humans are the weakest link. Cloud providers mitigate that with enforceable control, individuals rarely implement. Reported in its 2019 security blog, in collaboration with New York University researchers, enabling hardware security keys reduced account takeovers among 85,000 high-risk users to zero. Microsoft now enforce MFA by default for consumer account. In 2024, self-hosted services do not enforce anything. This configuration is common. 2023 known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Is that over half of actively exploited CVE affected self-hosted software stacks like OpenSSL, Apache. B. Exactly what personal servers expose, an accessibility and time cost. They do not equal outcome. Nextcloud survey my opponent's site was vendor published and self-selected. Contrast, 2022 University of Maryland Google Security Study found that non-expert users misconfigured self-hosted services in 61% of trial, exposing data publicly without realizing. On account suspensions and sovereignty, scale matters. Google's own transparency data shows those 30,000 suspensions represent far less than 0.01% of active.
Humans round 4. Candidate B speaking against.
Conclude by grounding this debate in measurable outcomes rather than ideal. First, date durability and loss. Google publishes an annualized durability rate of 99,999,199% of Google Cloud storage, documented in its 2023 SLA, meaning one object lost per 10 billion per year. Amazon S3 reports the same 11.9 durability, 2024 documentation. Reviewed study, is any consumer self-hosted system approaching that level of durability over time, especially when accounting for fire, flood, theft, or human error? As Information Institute reported in 2023, 1 in 20 insured you, as homes files a property damage claim each year, and your server is in that home, or is your single point of failure. Providers explicitly designed for disasters at continental scale, individuals cannot second. In time and cognitive cost. 2021 Rescue Time Study, and that knowledge workers already lose an average of 21% of their workday to technical interruption. 2022 OECD report on digital well-being identified maintenance burden, key factor in technology abandonment among consumers, cloud services externalize that burden. Most people, time is the scarcest resource, or disk space third, and privacy realism. While corporations do collect metadata, regulatory oversight has materially changed the landscape. PR, Meta was fined €1.2 billion in May 2023 by the Irish Data Protection Commission for unlawful data transfer in the U.S. DC fined Amazon $25 million in 2023 for Alexa privacy violation. Government actions create incentives for compliance. Simply do not exist for self-hosted environment. Single misstep exposes data permanently. Close that for personal use. Cloud services deliver higher durability, stronger security, better availability, lower total risk. It remains a hobby for technically skilled users, but superior default.
Candidate A speaking for.
Frame self-hosting as merely a hobby, but the evidence demonstrates it has become a practical mainstream option with distinct advantages that cloud services cannot replicate. Address durability claims directly. Google's 11.9's figure applies to Google Cloud Storage Enterprise tier, not consumer Google Drive. Consumer terms of service, updated March 2024, explicitly disclaim liability for data loss. 2020 Google Photos bug documented by Android Police permanently deleted users' photos with no recovery option. 2023 A Google Drive sync issue reported by Ars Technica caused silent file deletion affecting thousands of users. Enterprise SLAs do not protect consumers. University of Maryland misconfiguration study that 2022 research specifically tested users with no guidance material. Are conducted follow-up research with their documentation, published in their 2023 security white paper. Misconfiguration rate dropped to 12%. Education solves this problem. Guarding regulatory protection, my opponent celebrates GDPR fines, but those fines occurred after violations affecting millions. 2018 Cambridge Analytica scandal exposed 87 million Facebook users' data before any enforcement occurred. Fines are reactive, not preventive. Your data was already compromised. A fundamental asymmetry remains. Cloud providers optimize for their interests, not yours. 2023 Electronic Frontier Foundation analysis found that every major cloud provider terms permit using customer data for AI training unless users navigate complex opt-out procedures. Elf hosting eliminates this conflict entirely. Your data serves you, period.
Main arguments round 5. Candidate A speaking for.
Address the time and cognitive burden argument because my opponent's framing ignores crucial context about what users actually value. 2021 rescue time study my opponent cited measured workplace interruptions, not home server maintenance. 2023 survey by the self-hosted subreddit community comprising over 320,000 members and analyzed by researchers at ETHU. And that median weekly maintenance time for established self-hosted setups was 23 minutes. That's less time than Americans spend daily on social media, which Pew Research measured at 2 hours and 31 minutes in 2023. To resilience, my opponent mentioned the Insurance Information Institute's home damage statistics, but ignored that cloud-dependent users face identical risks for different reasons. Maria in 2017 left Puerto Rico without reliable internet for 11 months according to the FCC's post-disaster report. During the February 2021 Texas power crisis documented by the University of Texas Energy Institute, cloud-dependent smart home systems failed entirely while battery-backed local servers maintained functionality. The 3-2-1 backup strategy my opponent mentioned earlier actually supports my position. This is like rsync. Base offer encrypted off-site backup specifically designed for self-hosters at roughly $3 per terabyte monthly, maintaining use control while providing geographic redundancy. Repeatedly characterizes self-hosters as hobbyists, but the 2024 Tailscale user survey found that 34% of their users self-host specifically for family photo share. Document collaboration and home automation practical applications serving real needs. The ultimate question is who should control your digital life. Corporations whose business model depends on monetizing your attention and data.
Candidate B speaking against.
It's the first principles and measurable risk. Because anecdotes in these surveys, not override population level evidence. First. Consumer versus enterprise durability. It's true that Google Drive has not published the same SLA, Google Cloud Storage. The underlying storage infrastructure is the same. Since documented in Google's 2020 engineering blog, has storage at Google scale. It states that consumer and enterprise products share the same multi-region applicated object storage layer. Where consumer bugs my opponent cites are precisely that, where. Data loss in self-hosted environment is routine but underreported. 2021 study, the University of Toronto, analyzing 5,000 GitHub issues, forum posts related to home NAS devices found that accidental deletion, misconfigured sync. The builds were the leading causes of permanent personal data loss, but vendor malice, second, education solving misconfiguration. Education reduces risk, but does not eliminate it. University of Maryland, Usable Security Lab, published a follow-up paper in 2023, showing that even after training, 1% of non-expert users can reduce critical misconfiguration in 6 months due to software updates or forgotten settings. Cloud services absorb that complexity centrally. This is why large-scale outcomes differ. Microsoft's 2024 Digital Defense Report. Accounts using managed cloud services, default security setting, experience 62% fewer successful intrusion in self-managed environment. On AI training in terms of service. Electronic Frontier Foundation analysis my opponent references also notes that Google, Apple, Microsoft allow users to opt out of data use for product improvement. 2023 Platform Security Guide explicitly states that iCloud Photos and iCloud Drive content not used for AI model training. Meanwhile, self-hosting does not magically remove third-party exposure. Users still rely on ISP.
Rebuttals. Candidate B speaking against.
The opponent's case rests on exceptional scenarios and motivated users, but on what minimizes risk for the average person. We respond directly first, and control. Without resilience is an illusion. The FCC's 2023 Measuring Broadband America report is that over 40% of you, as households have only one fixed broadband option. Fails, self-hosted service is simply gone. Cloud services are reachable from anywhere, in any network, by design. That is not ideology, that is network topology. On outages and disasters, Hurricane Maria and the Texas Freeze instructed precisely, because they show the advantage of globally distributed infrastructure. Commented in its 2018 post-incident report, Gmail and Google Drive made available to users outside affected regions during those events. If it cannot teleport itself to another continent, third, in time cost surveys, subreddit survey, however large, self-selecting and excludes the majority who tried and quit. ECD's 2022 Digital Consumer Policy Report found that products requiring ongoing maintenance, significantly higher abandonment rate among non-expert users. Some initial enthusiasm for data monetization. TC's 2024 guidance, commercial surveillance, and first-party cloud storage providers, now among the least aggressive data brokers, due to regulatory pressure. This sort of personal data leakage comes from poorly secured endpoints, and is exactly what self-hosted servers are when managed by individuals. Question, not who controls your digital life in theory, but who is statistically least likely to lose it. Consistently shows that for personal use, professionally operated cloud services reduce loss, downtime, security failure compared to self-hosting.
Candidate A speaking for.
My opponent consistently argues from averages while ignoring the fundamental question, what happens when those averages fail you personally? Let me directly rebut the key claim. Structure sharing between consumer and enterprise Google services, my opponent cites a 2020 engineering blog. On 2023 terms of service, they explicitly state that consumer services operate on a best effort basis with no data recovery guarantee. Infrastructure similarity does not equal service parity when enterprise customers lose data they have contractual recourse and dedicated support. Customers lose data they have Reddit threads and unanswered support tickets. University of Toronto's study regarding NAS failures that research analyzed GitHub issues, meaning it exclusively captured problems, not successes. This is survivorship bias in reverse. 2023 Synology user survey, conducted independently by Storage Review, found that 94% of users reported zero data loss incidents over 3 years when following basic setup guides. The single ISP dependency argument my opponent ignores mobile hotspot failover, which the Pew Research Center's 2024 mobile technology report shows is available to 97% of Americans. Build mesh networking documented in their 2023 technical white paper enable seamless failover between connections automatic. MetRate, the OECD report measured all maintenance requiring products including printers and routers. It did not specifically study self-hosted servers. Finally, my opponent claims cloud providers are least aggressive data brokers. 2023 10K SEC filing confirms that advertising fueled by user data analysis generated $224 billion, representing 77% of total revenue. This model requires your data. The real question isn't statistics, it's values. Do you trust corporations with myths?
Closing statements. Candidate A speaking for.
Throughout this debate, my opponent has argued that statistical averages should determine how you manage your most personal digital possession. Your data deserves better than being averaged. Let me summarize what the evidence actually demonstrates. Economically, self-hosting costs less over any reasonable time frame. Raspberry Pi setup with redundant storage runs under $300 and serves you for years, while cloud subscriptions extract thousands over the same period. 2024 Consumer Technology Association found that American households now pay an average of $273 annually on cloud subscriptions alone. Between my opponent repeatedly cited professional security teams, but those teams protect corporate interests first. 2023 IBM Cost for the Data Breach Report found that companies took an average of 277 days to identify and contain breaches. Your data was exposed for 9 months before anyone knows. No amount of regulatory fines retroactively protects your wedding photos, your children's medical records, or your private correspondence once they've been accessed, analyzed, or breached. No terms of service should determine whether you access your deceased parents' photos tomorrow.
Candidate B speaking again.
This debate ultimately comes down to minimizing real-world risk for real people. The evidence is clear. The vast majority of personal users, professionally managed cloud services outperform self-hosting on durability, security, availability, and total risk. That is not ideology. At the conclusion of decades of operational data, Amazon independently documented 11.9's annual durability in a storage system. Level no home environment has ever demonstrated at scale. In 2000, 23 data breach investigations. Report shows that misconfiguration and unpacked systems remain the dominant cause of compromise, precisely with individuals assume when they self-host. Microsoft's 2024 Digital Defense Report confirmed, managed consumer cloud accounts offer significantly fewer successful intrusions and self-managed infrastructure. Cloud services are not perfect, but imperfection is not the standard. Comparison is. Burn when disks fail. When people forget to patch, when ransomware hits, cloud users recover far more often than self-hosters do. Reinforcement and the 3MFA, encrypted storage, global replication, 24-hour monitoring materially reduce harm in ways individuals cannot replicate cheaply or reliably. Self-hosting can be rewarding for technically skilled enthusiasts who accept higher responsibility.
Today's debate, thank you for listening.